I keep the hams, the backbone, spoil the spare ribs out of them, shoulders, and I salt them down after they get cold next day in a box that stays there about 4 or 5 weeks. And I take it out, take it in hot water, stick it down and take a rag and wash it all and lay it up. Let it drip, stick a hole and put string in it, hang it up. Let it drip, they get dry, and I hit hickory smoke and just put a little smoke on it. Let it smoke 4, 5, 6 days, maybe about a week. Slow smoking and the skin turns red. Take it down. Or let it hang up that long as it's cool. The flies don't bother me.
What inside parts of the hog do you eat?
Nothing but the liver.
Have you ever heard of people eating?
Oh, I've heard of people eating the lights, making hash out of them. And the heart, and the chitlins, tripes, and that. These colored people eat all the inside except the main. Them little intestines they got in there, I never heard of one eating that. They skin them, that's what they make these sausage out of, stuff these sausage in.
Mm-hmm. What's a chitlin?
Huh?
What part's the chitlins?
Chitlins is what they call the guts.
Mm-hmm.
The chitlins is, some part of the big part of the stomach that the food goes in through there first, then goes on out through the other, mm-hmm. is a chitlin. It's a big punch. I don't know what they call them in now.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section of meat?
When it's sides, them's called the middling slabs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can cut the square shoulder. You can cut the shank shoulder, which that's the front shoulder part, but the part and that square shoulder comes off of that. And the ham is got a big joint down there. You cut off part of that, and it's got a bone in that end there. But it's a big at one end and sharp at the other. I don't know what the, I never did know the name of that, but it's cut off. I know it eats about as good as any rest mm-hmm. of it.
What do you call the meat that you buy already sliced nowadays to eat with
that? That meat you buy now already sliced is killed today and put in and froze. You put in one of these machines and just slice it off so thin in that packet. You pack it in there, and if you don't keep it in the ice box, it'll freeze and it'll spoil in a few days.
What do they call that?
They call that sliced bacon.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the side called a middling of bacon or a side of bacon?
Sides of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got some there they cut up into square pieces, and they got some in the middling that painted over with this. Oh, they got a liquid there to call it meat smoke. They paint that, and that'll turn the skin red, and they put that in, cut it in pieces, 3 and 4 pound pieces, put them up, wrap it in a thin tin ball, and put it in there, that's $2 and $3.
What do you mean they paint it with this liquid?
Well, it's a liquid smoke. You can buy it in a grocery store.
Does it make the meat taste like it's been?
It tastes just like it's been smoked, and the outside of it don't look fresh, but it's fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got that liquid on it. You can buy it in the store. It ain't no harm in it. They put it on it. There ain't one harm in it. They put this old, what do you